She's going to challenge Allard to a silly fit of giggles when she's tickled. I'm telling you. We should have a tickle-off. She really should. He used to teach me German at school, Mr. Tickle-off.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase. And here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Hi.
Good morning, car park fans.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. On the air base, it's Dominic Byrne. Very nice. Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I am very, very, very good. Feeling great.
I have to say, that interview earlier was great.
Oh, that was nice. That was Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Roy.
Yeah, there you go. If you want, Dominic and I could reenact the interview. I could play Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm. That would be really funny.
Yep, all right, maybe that's the key, anyway. But no, that was Dominic, if you want to say hello.
Yeah, thanks, Roy, for that. It's
good
very
morning.
Kind. Yeah, good morning, how are you?
Life is good.
Which bit of the interview did you enjoy most? Was it the bit where I asked her journalistic-based questions?
That was very impressive.
Yes, it was. Thank you very much, you see. It's important to look above the obvious.
I like the sound of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here's Dave, Roy.
Hello, Roy.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Great, that's nice to hear.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
You don't want to say anything else?
No.
Okay, Rachel?
Morning, Roy.
Good morning.
Are you going to miss us when we're off for 2 weeks?
Well, of course.
Oh, thought so.
Who would you miss the most? Will it be Rachel or Allard?
I have to say, Allard's getting above his station.
Hmm. Oh, he is. He's day producer, and he's a bit of a pain in the ass, to be honest. He comes in, pretends he knows it all, and he's, you know. Do you think that Allard is worthy of being a day producer?
I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure about it either, because he's rubbish, isn't he?
Well, that's not very nice.
Well, he's not rubbish, but, you know. Should we just get on with it?
Just watch your mouth, fatty.
You seem to have turned it around, because earlier you didn't really like Allard, but now you seem to be sticking up for him. You know, I don't really understand which way you're going to go with this, and I'm trying to find a line that can finish off this whole conversation.
Oh, go on then, if you must.
Right.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, my name's Orla and I'm from Clogher.
She's from
I have a friend who lives there.
What was that, Roy?
I have a friend who lives there.
He has a friend who lives there, Orla.
Where is that, Roy?
Well, of course.
There you go, that's good. What do you do?
I'm a nurse.
A nurse?
Yeah.
Oh, like Abby Titmus used to be.
Well, yeah, but probably a bit better.
But you're not a tart.
No, not a tart. No.
Okay, fair enough. are you parked outside work now?
No, I'm not. I'm parked in Asda Car Park in Liverpool.
Asda Car Park, nice.
I have a friend who lives there.
No, you don't, Roy. No one lives in the Asda Car Park. And are you married? Are you single?
I am with someone.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
What now?
Yeah.
What, this from
the car?
Actually, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
In Asda Car Park?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not really my sort of thing.
Well, you know.
Everyone for their own.
Wow. Everyone for their own.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, all right, okay. And what's his name?
His name's Dan.
Dan?
Yeah.
Dan?
Dan.
Dan. Dan.
Daniel.
Dan.
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 Dan. Dan.
Dan.
Dan. Dan. Dan.
Get on with it, Chris.
All right. Okay. Good. That's nice. So, are you got a day off today? Then
I have. Yes.
Have you? Have you been shopping? Or are you finished shopping?
I haven't went shopping yet. I'm
right.
Going today.
Okay. What treats are you going to buy, Dan?
None.
What a cow!
It's his payday. He's going to buy me the treats today.
No, you should buy him a little treat.
No, I got paid last week. I bought him a treat then. It's my turn today.
Ooh, I tell you.
Are they having a laugh?
I think they are. All right, well, anyway.
Let's hear their horn then.
Let's hear your horn then.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's a bit weak. What are you driving?
A Renault Clio.
Renault Clio.
Mm. Nice wheels.
All right, hang on there.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name's Ryan and I'm from Plymouth.
Oh, I don't know why I'm talking like that. You sound like a big bear.
I am a big bear.
Look at my paws.
Good morning, Chris.
Big,
you too.
Big paws.
Mmm. Nice wheels.
No, it was a big paws you meant to do, Roy. Have you got your radio on there, Ryan?
I have.
Yeah, switch it off then, you idiot. Josh should have said that to you. Yeah,
probably busy flirting with you.
Whereabouts are you from again, Ryan?
I'm from Plymouth.
Plymouth.
I have a friend who lives there.
Great.
I might know him.
You might do. And what do you do?
I'm a production operator at a factory.
Right. What factory?
Beckton Dickinson in Plymouth.
I used to work.
Not as high ranked as your job, Chris.
Not as high what?
High ranked as your job.
Right. Okay.
Nor as highly paid.
Hey, no.
Just watch your mouth, fatty.
No, it wasn't me, it was him. And, good. And are you attached? Have you got a girlfriend?
I have, yes.
Really?
I have.
Okay.
Just like you.
The what?
Just like you.
She doesn't look like him, does she?
No, not just like that.
Has she got a beard?
Pardon?
She got a beard?
No, hopefully not.
I have.
Have you?
Said you were just like him?
Yeah.
No, I've got a girlfriend like you have got a girlfriend.
Oh, see! Listen to some knocky chops. Good to have a sense of humour, though, isn't it, Ryan?
You're not very nice to your listeners, are you, Chris?
What?
You're not very nice to your listeners.
I'm lovely to my listeners.
If you say so.
He's talking in little blocks like Roy Walker. Is this Scott Mills on the line just with a load of clips? Well, if you say so.
Well, if you say so.
Roy? Why do you think I'm horrible?
Oh, you just are, and just not a very nice person.
Why am I not a nice person? I'm a lovely hang on a second. Orla, was I nice to you?
You were lovely to me, Chris.
There you go, Ryan.
You're not very nice to Jules or Rachel.
I'm not nice to Jules or Rachel?
No.
I said the other day to Jules that we're going to really miss her and I love her very much. They were my words. Why is that not a nice thing to say?
Well, what about the other things you said about her? That's not very nice.
What, like what?
Well, I've got all day. You've got all day, but I'm sure you want to get on with your show.
No, give me one example.
Well, there's lots, but I can't really point one out, but you do say nasty things, because you're always saying
You've got all day to tell me a list of nasty things that I say, but you can't think of one.
No.
Right. Obviously not that memorable and not that nasty then, really, are they?
Well, no.
Right.
Mm.
It's not a great argument, is it? It'd fall down in a court of law, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right. What'd I say horrible about Rachel?
Pardon?
What do I say that's horrible about Rachel?
Pass.
Right. Are you starting to maybe regret going down this line
yes,
of questioning?
Yes, I think I certainly am indeed.
Yeah, you are, aren't you? Do you feel a bit embarrassed?
No, not embarrassed.
Right. Should be, really, because you're making a fool of yourself. But I wouldn't pick on you, because I'm not that type of guy.
No, not at all,
are you? But, I mean, do you listen to the show every day?
Absolutely.
So you obviously enjoy it.
You make my day, Chris.
I make your day?
Yeah.
Right.
I ain't got Chris Moles in the morning, man. It's not worth getting up.
Right, okay.
That was a compliment to yourself.
Right. So I'm really rude and horrible and nasty, but I make your day and you couldn't get through your day without me.
Yeah, because you're funny. And you know you're funny.
Whoa. Well, I tell you, that was a roller coaster of a conversation that, wasn't it? It's like a merry-go-round of insults and compliments.
I think we pulled it back there.
Yeah. I tell you what, Ryan, seriously, all jokes aside, I know you said that I'm a bit rude to some of the people sometimes, but I kind of disagree with that. However, you're a bit of an arse. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. See you now. Right, so congratulations, Orla. Without even playing the game, you're a winner.
You're a winner. You're right.
Jesus, what was his problem?
He didn't like you, Chris.
I kind of got that idea.
Yeah, he didn't like you very much.
Well, congratulations, Orla.
You've won.
You and your boyfriend Dan have won a romantic weekend in Plymouth, staying at Ryan's house, where you will spend the weekend driving around in his car and moaning about how much he hates me, but loves me, but hates me, but loves me. It's good.
He couldn't make his mind up, could he?
Well, you know,
God love him.
I understand because I hate me too, but love me in the same way. So, Orla, I tell you what, Orla, we'll get you back on tomorrow and you can play the game again.
Can I just say hello to my little sister who's going to Scotland?
Don't push it. Right, so there you go. So predictable.
It was said in an affectionate way.
What?
You're cutting off.
Yeah, well, I thought so. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, thank you, Orla. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.